Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Over the past 3 days, we've discussed markets that may offer attractive cash flow opportunities, explored secondary versus tertiary markets, and analyzed how population growth and job growth impact rental demand and investment performance. Today, we're diving into one of the most practical and actionable metrics for identifying cash flow markets, the rent-to-price ratio. The rent-to-price ratio is a simple but powerful tool that helps you quickly evaluate whether a market or property has the potential to generate positive cash flow. It's one of the first metrics I review because it provides a quick indication of whether a market may support cash flow potential before completing detailed underwriting. Today, I'm going to explain what the rent-to-price ratio is and how to calculate it, what different ratios tell you about cash flow potential, how rent-to-price ratios vary by market and property type, how to use this metric to identify attractive markets, the limitations of rent-to-price ratios, and how to incorporate this metric into your overall market analysis. By the end of this episode, you'll know how to calculate and use rent-to-price ratios to quickly evaluate markets and properties for cash flow potential. Let's start with what the rent-to-price ratio is. The rent-to-price ratio, sometimes called the price-to-rent ratio when calculated in reverse, measures the relationship between a property's monthly rent and its purchase price. It's calculated as monthly rent divided by purchase price. The result is expressed as a percentage. For example, if a property costs $200,000 and rents for $1,600 per month, the rent-to-price ratio is $1,600 divided by $200,000 equals 0.008, or 0.8%. This tells you that the monthly rent is 0.8% of the purchase price. The rent-to-price ratio is closely related to the 1% rule we discussed last week. The 1% rule is simply a rent-to-price ratio of 1.0% or higher. Higher rent-to-price ratios often indicate stronger gross rental income relative to purchase price, though actual cash flow depends on expenses, financing, and property characteristics. The lower the rent-to-price ratio, the less rental income relative to cost, which makes cash flow more challenging. Rent-to-price ratios provide a quick screening metric, but should always be supplemented with detailed cash flow analysis. Now let's talk about what different ratios tell you. Rent-to-price ratio of 1.0% or higher. Some investors view rent-to-price ratios of 1.0% or higher as favorable screening benchmarks, although actual performance depends on detailed underwriting. At 1.0%, monthly rent equals 1% of the purchase price. Example: a $150,000 property renting for $1,500 per month. These ratios are increasingly difficult to find in many markets, but still exist in affordable secondary and tertiary markets. Properties meeting or exceeding the 1% threshold may support positive cash flow with appropriate financing and expense management. Rent-to-price ratio of 0.8% to 1.0%. Properties in this range may still generate positive cash flow depending on operating expenses, financing terms, and down payment. Example: a a $200,000 property renting for $1,600 to $2,000 per month. Some secondary markets have historically fallen within this range, though market conditions continue to evolve. These properties require more detailed analysis to verify cash flow, but can work well for investors. Rent-to-price ratio of 0.6% to 0.8%. Properties in this range face cash flow challenges, but may still work with larger down payments, favorable financing, or lower operating expenses. Example: a $250,000 property renting for $1,500 to $2,000 per month. Many primary markets and high-growth secondary markets fall into this range. Cash flow is possible but requires careful expense management and favorable financing terms. Rent-to-price ratio below 0.6%. Lower rent-to-price ratios may make positive cash flow more difficult to achieve, depending on financing, expenses, and investment strategy. Example: a $400,000 property renting for $2,000 per month, 0.5% ratio. Many high-cost coastal markets fall into this range. Investors in these markets often prioritize appreciation potential over immediate cash flow. These are general guidelines, and actual cash flow depends on specific operating expenses, financing terms, and property characteristics. Now let's talk about how rent-to-price ratios vary by market. Market variation 1. Geographic location. Midwest and Southeast markets often have higher rent-to-price ratios due to more affordable property prices. Coastal markets and high-growth Sunbelt markets typically have lower ratios due to elevated property prices. Market variation 2. Market size. Some tertiary markets have historically offered higher rent-to-price ratios because of lower acquisition costs. Secondary markets typically have moderate ratios. Primary markets usually have the lowest ratios due to high property prices. Market variation 3. Economic conditions. Markets that have experienced rapid appreciation may see rent-to-price ratios compress as prices rise faster than rents. Markets with stable or modest appreciation tend to maintain better ratios. Market variation 4. Supply and demand dynamics. Markets with limited housing supply and strong demand may see prices rise faster than rents, compressing ratios. Markets with adequate supply relative to demand tend to maintain better ratios. Rent-to-price ratios vary significantly within markets based on neighborhood, property type, and condition. Now let's talk about how rent-to-price ratios vary by property type. Property type 1, single-family homes. Single-family homes in many markets have rent-to-price ratios in the 0.6% to 0.9% range. Affordable markets may offer ratios of 0.8% to 1.0% or higher. Property type 2, small multifamily, duplexes, triplexes, fourplexes. Small multifamily properties may produce higher rent-to-price ratios in some markets because of multiple income streams. Ratios of 0.7% to 1.0% or higher are more common in small multifamily. Property type 3. Larger multifamily, 5-plus units. Larger multifamily properties are typically evaluated using cap rate rather than rent-to-price ratio, but the concept is similar. These properties may offer better ratios due to economies of scale and professional management. Property type 4. Condos and townhomes. Condos and townhomes often have lower rent-to-price ratios due to HOA fees that reduce net cash flow. The gross rent-to-price ratio may look reasonable, but HOA fees can significantly impact actual cash flow. Property characteristics, condition, and location significantly impact rent-to-price ratios within any property type. Now let's talk about how to research rent-to-price ratios for a market. Research step 1. Identify target markets. Start with markets you're considering based on the criteria we've discussed this week: population growth, job growth, economic diversity, and affordability. Research step 2. Research property prices. Use real estate listing sites like Zillow, Realtor.com, or Redfin to research property prices in your target markets. Look at properties that fit your investment criteria: property type, size, condition, and neighborhood. Note the typical price ranges for properties you'd consider purchasing. Research step 3. Research rental rates. Use rental listing sites like Zillow Rentals, Apartments.com, Rent.com, or local property management company websites to research rental rates. Look for properties similar to those you'd purchase, same property type, size, and neighborhood. Note the typical rental rates for comparable properties. Listing prices and advertised rental rates may differ from actual transaction prices and executed lease rates. Research step 4. Calculate rent-to-price ratios. Divide typical monthly rents by typical purchase prices to calculate the rent-to-price ratio for the market. Calculate ratios for multiple property types and neighborhoods to understand the range. Research step 5. Compare across markets. Calculate rent-to-price ratios for multiple markets you're considering to compare cash flow potential. Research step 6. Verify with local experts. Contact local real estate agents and property managers to verify your rent and price estimates. Local professionals can provide insights into actual market conditions and typical ratios. Rental rates and property prices fluctuate and should be verified with current market data. Now let's talk about examples of rent-to-price ratios in different markets. These examples are for educational purposes to illustrate how ratios vary by market and should not be considered current market data or investment recommendations. These examples are simplified for educational purposes and do not include financing costs, operating expenses, vacancy, or reserves. Market conditions change frequently and should be verified independently. Example 1. Affordable Midwest market. Purchase price, $150,000. Monthly rent, $1,350. Rent to price ratio, 0.9%. This ratio suggests strong cash flow potential with appropriate financing and expense management. Example 2. Secondary Southeast market. Purchase price, $225,000. Monthly rent, $1,800. Rent to price ratio, 0.8%. This ratio suggests reasonable cash flow potential depending on operating expenses and financing terms. Example 3. Growing Sunbelt market. Purchase price, $350,000. Monthly rent, $2,450. Rent to price ratio, 0.7%. This ratio suggests cash flow is possible, but may require larger down payments or favorable financing. Example 4. High cost coastal market. Purchase price, $600,000. Monthly rent, $3,000. Rent to price ratio, 0.5%. This ratio suggests cash flow will be very challenging without substantial down payments or all cash purchase. These examples illustrate how rent to price ratios vary significantly across different market types and price points. Now let's talk about the limitations of rent to price ratios. Limitation 1. Doesn't account for operating expenses. The rent-to-price ratio only looks at rent and purchase price. It doesn't consider property taxes, insurance, maintenance, property management, or other expenses. Two properties with the same rent-to-price ratio can have very different cash flow if one has much higher operating expenses. Always conduct detailed cash flow analysis that includes all operating expenses. Limitation 2. Doesn't account for financing terms. The ratio doesn't consider your down payment, interest rate, or loan terms, all of which significantly impact cash flow. A property with a 0.8% ratio might cash flow well with 25% down and a 6% interest rate, but struggle with 20% down and an 8% interest rate. Limitation 3. Doesn't account for property condition. A property with a great rent-to-price ratio might need significant repairs or deferred maintenance that impact your actual returns. Always factor in property condition and needed repairs. Limitation 4. Doesn't account for vacancy. The ratio assumes 100% occupancy, but actual vacancy rates vary by market and property. Always include vacancy assumptions in your detailed analysis. Limitation 5. Doesn't account for appreciation potential. The ratio focuses only on cash flow potential and doesn't consider long-term appreciation. Some investors may accept lower ratios in markets with stronger appreciation potential. Limitation 6. Can be manipulated with optimistic assumptions. Sellers or agents may quote optimistic rent estimates to make ratios look better than reality. Always verify rent estimates with actual market data and comparable properties. Rent-to-price ratios are screening tools and should never replace comprehensive underwriting and due diligence. Now let's talk about how to use rent-to-price ratios in your market analysis. Use 1. Initial market screening. Calculate average rent-to-price ratios for markets you're considering to quickly identify which markets offer better cash flow potential. Markets with ratios consistently above 0.8% warrant deeper analysis. Markets with ratios consistently below 0.6% may be challenging for cash flow unless you have substantial capital for large down payments. Use 2. Property-level screening. Calculate the rent-to-price ratio for individual properties you're considering. Properties meeting your minimum ratio threshold move forward to detailed analysis. Properties below your threshold can be quickly eliminated unless there are compelling reasons to proceed. Use 3. Comparing opportunities. Use rent-to-price ratios to compare properties within the same market or across different markets. Higher ratios generally indicate better cash flow potential, all else being equal. Use 4. Tracking market trends over time. Monitor rent-to-price ratios in your target markets over time to understand whether cash flow opportunities are improving or deteriorating. Rising property prices without corresponding rent increases compress ratios and reduce cash flow potential. Use 5. Setting investment criteria. Establish minimum rent-to-price ratio thresholds as part of your investment criteria. For example, you might require a minimum 0.8% ratio for properties to warrant detailed analysis. Ratio thresholds should be calibrated to your specific market, financing terms, and investment objectives. Now let's talk about adjusting your expectations based on current market conditions. In today's market environment with elevated interest rates and property prices, achieving 1.0% rent-to-price ratios is challenging in many markets. Some investors have adjusted their screening criteria in response to changing financing costs and market conditions. The key is understanding what ratio is required to achieve your cash flow goals, given your specific financing terms and operating expenses. Investors can estimate an appropriate screening threshold by working backward from their desired returns, financing assumptions, and operating expenses. Start with your minimum required cash-on-cash return. Factor in your expected operating expenses, financing terms, and down payment. Calculate what rent-to-price ratio is needed to achieve your target return. Use that ratio as your screening threshold. This approach ensures your ratio threshold is calibrated to your specific situation, rather than using arbitrary rules of thumb. Investment criteria should be tailored to individual goals, market conditions, and financing availability. Now let's talk about common mistakes with rent-to-price ratios. Mistake 1. Using ratios as the sole investment criterion. The rent-to-price ratio is a screening tool, not a complete analysis. Always conduct full underwriting, including all expenses, financing terms, property condition, and market fundamentals. Mistake 2. Using seller-provided rent estimates. Sellers and listing agents may provide optimistic rent estimates that inflate the ratio. Always verify rents independently with market data and local property managers. Mistake 3. Ignoring operating expenses. A great ratio doesn't guarantee cash flow if operating expenses are high. Always analyze the complete expense picture. Mistake 4. Not adjusting for market conditions. Ratio thresholds that worked in one market or time period may not be appropriate for different conditions. Calibrate your thresholds to current market realities. Mistake 5. Comparing ratios across different property types. Single-family homes, multifamily properties, and condos have different typical ratios and expense structures. Compare properties of similar types when using ratios. Mistake 6. Forgetting about property condition and CapEx. A property with a great ratio but deferred maintenance may not be a good deal once you factor in needed repairs. Now let's talk about the relationship between rent-to-price ratios and other metrics. The rent-to-price ratio is related to several other metrics we've discussed. Relationship to the 1% rule. The 1% rule is simply a rent-to-price ratio of 1.0% or higher. Relationship to gross rent multiplier, GRM. GRM is the inverse of the annual rent-to-price ratio. A property with a 0.8% monthly ratio has an annual ratio of 9.6%, 0.8% times 12, which equals a GRM of 10.4, 100 divided by 9.6. Relationship to cap rate. While cap rate uses net operating income instead of gross rent, markets with higher rent-to-price ratios may also exhibit higher cap rates, although the relationship depends on operating expenses and market conditions. Relationship to cash-on-cash return. higher rent-to-price ratios generally support higher cash-on-cash returns, though the relationship depends on financing terms and operating expenses. Understanding how these metrics relate helps you develop a comprehensive view of a property's cash flow potential. Now let's talk about rent-to-price ratios in different investment strategies. Strategy 1. Buy and hold cash flow investing. Many cash flow focused investors target higher rent to price ratios, though acceptable thresholds vary by market and investment objectives. Strategy 2. Appreciation focused investing. Investors prioritizing appreciation over cash flow may accept lower ratios, 0.5% to 0.7%, in high growth markets. Strategy 3. Value add investing. Value-add investors may accept lower initial ratios if they can force appreciation through renovations and rent increases. The post-renovation ratio becomes the relevant metric. Strategy 4. House hacking. House hackers living in one unit may accept lower ratios because their housing cost offset provides additional value beyond pure cash flow. Strategy 5. BRRRR. Buy, rehab, rent, refinance, repeat. BRRRR investors focus on the post-refinance ratio after forcing appreciation, not the initial purchase ratio. Different strategies require different ratio thresholds based on investment objectives. Let me close with this. The rent-to-price ratio is one of the most practical and actionable metrics for quickly evaluating cash flow potential in different markets and properties. It provides a useful preliminary snapshot of the relationship between purchase price and rental income, helping you identify markets and properties that warrant deeper analysis. Calculate rent-to-price ratios as part of your initial market screening. Use them to compare opportunities across markets and properties, and establish minimum thresholds calibrated to your investment goals and financing terms. However, remember that rent-to-price ratios are screening tools, not substitutes for comprehensive underwriting. Always conduct detailed cash flow analysis that includes all operating expenses, financing terms, property condition, vacancy assumptions, and market fundamentals. Verify rent estimates independently, understand the limitations of the metric, and use it as one tool among many in your investment decision-making process. Tomorrow, we're wrapping up the week with out-of-state investing for cash flow. How to successfully invest in markets outside your local area, build remote teams, and manage properties from a distance. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.